Hi, I'm Kate Smurfaith and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is February the 25th and I've got a bit of a sore throat today, so apologies if this sounds like a premium rate number. We'll start with some news from Wales. An inquest is being held into the death of a man who collapsed during a fairy cake eating competition at a nightclub in Swansea. Reporters asked officers from the local constabulary if they'd found any clues and they replied, hundreds and thousands. Now, education. In a survey, 71% of schoolchildren admitted to being bullies. And this does mean that competition has hotted up in the search for suitable victims. A few years ago, you had to be ginger, dressed in Asda clothing, and have a lisp to expect to trade in your lunch money to avoid a kicking. Now, even a hole in your jumper or a lack of a comprehensive knowledge of text slang is enough to see you begging not to be given a wedgie. The news, though worrying for pupils and parents alike, has been hailed as excellent by captains of industry who've seen middle management ranks depleted over recent years. Now, travel, and motorists will be targeted by a new generation of road cameras which work out how many people are in a car by measuring the amount of bodily fluid it contains. The rather sinister idea uses cameras which work by sending an infrared beam through the windscreen of vehicles which detects the unique makeup of blood and water content in human skin. The idea is to catch out lone motorists who use car sharing lanes and try to fool existing CCTV road cameras by placing mannequins in passenger seats or fixing photographs to windscreens. The technology, originally developed by evil vampire armies, means that while the mannequin photo strategies will no longer work, you can still use the car-sharing lanes if you have a corpse in the boot. Now, Iraq. And a suicide bomber in a wheelchair killed a top policeman and wounded four others in an attack on the police operations centre in the Iraqi city of Samarra today. You do know your security system isn't working when a dude in a wheelchair slips through, don't you? Now, healthcare. And a care worker has lost her job over claims that she used her mobile phone to film two old ladies fighting in a nursing home. Bolton Council bosses have confirmed a full investigation has been launched and the carer is no longer employed at the home. Now, as a legal precedent, what does this mean? Companies using CCTV seem to be allowed to film just about anything, as do the government and the police. But individuals who film stuff will get into trouble. I can just see it now, Al-Qaeda demanding punishment for all the people who filmed the airplanes flying into the World Trade Center. Or more likely, it's just the care home covering their tracks after realizing somebody might have noticed the appalling conditions in which they keep their patients. Surely the investigation should be into the care home who let two elderly women end up fighting. Now, finance. And nine senior American directors of top international companies are preparing to quit Britain over the controversial non-dom tax proposal. This, unsurprisingly, is a Daily Mail story. The directors work for companies including Bank of America, McDonald's, Ernst & Young and Bear Stearns and earn well over £1 million a year and don't pay a penny in taxes on it. So frankly, I think the very least we'd all feel better about ourselves if we didn't have to share our public spaces and services with these guys. The nine are all threatening to move back to America where they would actually have to pay a lot more tax on their earnings than the £30,000 rate being proposed. The Mail claims they're going to sell their houses in Mayfair or Kensington and Chelsea, dumping them on the market at an already difficult time. Yeah, that would be an already difficult time when house prices are really high and first-time buyers are finding it impossible to get a foot on the housing ladder. But let's listen. What else does the Mail say? They say they're going to take their businesses overseas. Right, their businesses are McDonald's, Bank of America, Ernst & Young and Bear Stearns. These are all multinational companies that already operate in the UK and all over the place. I hardly think they're going to close down all the McDonald's in Britain. No, just these guys are going to move overseas, possibly, allegedly, if you believe a word that the Daily Mail prints. Now, the Daily Mail adds, competing cities such as New York, Geneva and Frankfurt would welcome these wealthy non-dom businessmen with open arms. Yeah, that's because New York, Geneva and Frankfurt don't have a non-dom policy, so they'd love them there because they'd get to tax them for an absolute stinking fortune. Now, you would think, given their usual coverage, that the Daily Mail would be in favour of foreigners leaving British soil. Or could it be that the owners of the Daily Mail are all non-domiciled tax dodgers? You decide. And I shall be back tomorrow when you've had a think about it. Until then, I'm Kate Smurfaith. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.